Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains, where does Amalek come from, the source of Amalek? So Amalek comes from, or historically, originally, that we know we had Bnei Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And what happened was, Timna, who lived in the house of Paro, was a royalty, and she wanted to leave and go to the royalty of Avram Avinu. But Avram Avinu said, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they didn't want to accept her. So she was willing going to the non-holy side, the side of Esav. So Timna wanted at least marry Esav. But Timna wanted to marry. So Esav's son Eliphaz, she wanted to marry. Even Eliphaz didn't really want to marry her. He took her on as a pelegish. He took her on as a mistress. So, and from this union of Eliphaz and Timna came out Amalek. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, we see that the ikar of Amalek is when people feel rejected, unwanted. In fact, that's what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say. He never liked throwing anyone out of yeshiva. You know, there are exceptions to every rule. Someone like destroying the yeshiva, bad influence on everyone else. But generally speaking, and even if he did that, he made sure he tried to set them up in another yeshiva, pray for them, etc. So why? Because he said, I don't want to cause another Amalek. Amalek, the internal Amalek, represents disunity, that sin of chinam, that they're not wanted. And when someone doesn't feel wanted, so with Amalek, not that what they do is warranted, but that's the source of Amalek. So we have internally, and in fact, I think they say a story with Nixon, who was like the first president, I think, had to resign, avoid impeachment. So when they had an interview with him, he wasn't talking about how he had to resign from the presidency. He was talking about getting bullied in the sixth grade. And even that had a tremendous impact, and he was fighting back. We see, that's what they say, you know, whether it's Tom Brady, the new Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback, or is it Michael Jordan, the GOATs of each of basketball and football, they both felt, I think Jordan never made his high school team. Brady got picked like a 7th-8th draft pick, so they had something to prove. So that's something good in a good way. They became they became better. But in case of Eliphaz with Timna, that caused the Amalek, the disunity, the sinna, and that caused sinna schinam. And that's the internal Amalek in the internal Amalek in us, is we have to fight the sin of Shechinim among us. In fact, that's why it happened that after Aaron died, Ani HaKavod was lost, and that's when the Jews became more vulnerable, and therefore Amalek attacked. So we see Amalek represents sin of Shechinim. Aaron was Aaron HaKohen, Ohev Sholem, and Rodev Sholem. So there's an interesting Gemara in Bava Basra that says that the Yeshua from Amalek has to come from Bnei Rachel, and not Bnei Leah or the Shvachos. Why? Because, well, where did we see it came? We see Yeshua fought Amalek. So Yeshua is from Ephraim, who was the son of Yosef, and Shaul came from Binyamin. So all the other brothers had a stake in Mechiras Yosef, which is the cause of Sinas Shechinam. Obviously, Yosef was the victim and Binyamin wasn't there. So therefore, the Yeshua of the fight against Amalek is Sinas Shechinam has to come from Bnei Rachel and Bnei Leah. And that's the Yisod we have on Purim. We have the mitzvah of Sholach Manos Matos Avyonim is to focus on Bnei Machaveh. And in fact, why Bnei Rachel? She was the one who she was willing do the ultimate sacrifice, give up a husband for 7 years, not to embarrass her sister, and therefore we need Ava Schinam, as Rav Kook always says, if Sinab Schinam is the cause of the destruction of the temple, then we need Ava Schinam, and Rachel represents this Ava Schinam, and that's the yisod we find of Purim, Adam Chaveiro, and that's why we go ahead and dress up me masquerade. Well, we see on Shabbos we don't read the Megillah because Einayim Sho'aniyim, the poor, the eyes of the Aniyim are waiting for us to go ahead and they're waiting all year round for Matanos V'Avyonim, so it would be too disappointing for them not to go ahead and get money. So we read the Megillah on Friday. And similarly, the minhag of dressing up in mask, where does that come from? Because, again, they're trying to cover up. They're trying to cover up. Since there's a mitzvah to give to an ani all year round. All year round. You're allowed to check into it, but if an ani sticks out of his hand on Purim, you go ahead and you have to give the ani. So therefore, if everyone's dressed up in costumes of mass, no one recognizes the ani, so he doesn't feel bad. Because that's the yisod of Purim. So on one hand, that's the fight of Amalek. Amalek represents sinas chinam, and the sinas chinam inside us, we have to fight, and that's the yisod of Aaron HaKohen. It was after they attacked after Aaron HaKohen, which is love, and the effort has to come from B'nai Rachel herself, B'nai Rachel, and that's the whole concept of the Shalach Manas, and that's the one aspect of fighting Amalek is fighting against the Sinas Chinam.